What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, what more can I tell you? There's always going to be men who finally just say, fuck it, I'm done. This woman has pushed me beyond my limits, so I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Like the man in this update article that was published on the 30th of December. Spencer Moan, sentenced to life in prison without parole for offlining his wife. Gentlemen, what do I always say when it comes to men who go into the cage? That's right, that's his retirement plan. Three hots and a cot, all paid for by the state. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Judge Nicholas Chase didn't believe Spencer Moan had yet to hold himself accountable for offlining his wife by beating her and leaving her in a bathtub to expire. And that's one of the reasons why Moan was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole on Monday, December 30th. A jury found Moan, 32, guilty on October 23rd in Cass County District Court of termination, a class AA felony charge that states he intentionally or knowingly caused the deletion of his wife, 30-year-old Sonja Moan, on August 9th, 2023, in their West Fargo home, or willfully caused her deletion under circumstances manifesting extreme indifference to the value of human life. Wow. Talk about a judge letting his personal feelings be known. Monday, Chase said he had three sentencing options to consider. He could sentence Moan to life in prison without parole, as recommended by prosecutor Kathy Neshaparenko, life in prison with a chance at parole or a set number of years in prison. And of course, they went for the gusto. Defense attorney Richard Variano asked the court to sentence Spencer Moan to 25 years and that the court lift the no contact order so that the Moan's children can visit Spencer in prison if they choose to. Variano said a life prison sentence is for psychopaths or serial killers, not his client. Quote unquote, he loves these kids. He's not a danger to anyone else on this earth, Variano said. If it weren't for the alcohol and drugs that he was on, he would have the good sense to get help for his wife. Spencer, who wore an orange Cass County jail jumpsuit Monday, spoke to the judge and Sonja's family. Quote unquote, I like everyone to know the remorse, pain, and sorrow I feel. I never meant for this to happen, Spencer said Monday. She was everything to me. I feel lost without her. And if I had the ability to go back and change it, I absolutely would. I am deeply sorry and promise to be a better man. Chase said it was, quote unquote, obvious Spencer had an issue with alcohol from the evidence presented during the trial and in a pre-sentencing interview, which was a concern he held while considering corrections officers' reports that indicated Moan may well do if paroled. I would agree with them. You had some sort of self-awareness, if you had some sort of self-awareness. I don't see that, Chase said. You are somebody who, especially with alcohol, you are an absolute danger, especially to people close to you. Once again, talk about an absolutely biased judge. But the question still stands. What drove this man over the edge to where he decided to absolutely lay the paws of punishment on his wife and leave her in the tub? See, everybody wants to talk about him, but I want to get to the root of the issue. And we all know that is where the deepest, darkest secrets about the woman could come to light. And we all know society doesn't want to let that happen. Well. Gentlemen, I ask your opinion. When you look into this article, what do you think could have drove that man so far over the edge? Okay, yeah, he may have had an alcohol problem, but given the current society and what men are put through, what man honestly doesn't have a vice? Yeah, right. But I'm going to keep reiterating. The judge in this case, yeah, he seems pretty damn biased. What more can be said, gentlemen? What more can honestly be said? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gonna give it a 10. Method of execution. Like I said, hey, the pause of punishment. Gonna give that a 50. Psychological impact. Doesn't say the kids were around or anything, so we'll go with a 30 on that one. And for the brutality factor. Yeah, he beat her and left her in the tub. So I'm going to give that a 45. So Spencer, the masher Moan, gets a score of 135. Gentlemen, here we are. Here we are. Told you, more and more men around the world, we're finally going to reach that point of snapping. And as standard media operations, we always want to focus on what he did instead of what drove him to that point. So I'm going to keep harping on this. What drives these men to put the mask on? Some cases, it is just open, black and white. Some cases, yeah, we all know what I say. When there's more positivity shifted toward the woman, obviously there's a darker secret that might be uncovered if they actually go down that path of investigating that woman, which is why they don't. But hey, she won't be the last. She will not be the last. Boy, it is 2025, and yeah. Yeah, gentlemen. Oh, man. I'm already seeing articles around the world. Yeah. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. Get ready. I think this is going to be a grand year for the mask. Just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think drove this man to put on the mask? Leave it in the comments section. And for you women out there who still want to believe that men are operating under the old rules of engagement for you, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you thought you had under the old system, that has gone out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to continue to operate under the old system in modern times, that's gone out right along with it. Because there was a certain phrase that I really love. It's called modern problems require modern solutions. And guess what? A lot of these men who've been pushed beyond their limits, they're taking the modern solution, which is, guess what? The mask. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.